639 WSGW. Your morning team show. That's online at WSGW.com. Maybe you're using Alexa and Siri to find us. Maybe you're just listening on 100.5 or 790 News Radio WSGW. As we broadcast out of the studio, sponsored by Stone Specialists, direct source of granite quartz and marble countertops. That's stonespecialists.net. In studio with Dave and Charlie this morning, Pat Johnston doing his work from home. I'm sure Pat's properly attired, as we are, Dave, in our Tigers shirts. And you got the Tigers cap that you have in the newsroom handy, too?
Yes, sir.
All to honor number six, Al Kaline. We heard about his death yesterday.
What a great sportsman. He was just the epitome of being a good sportsman.
And that's the on and off the field persona that Al Kaline had, which was so special. And we have honors to pay tribute to Al, of course, as a Detroit Tigers baseball affiliate. This would have been our 53rd consecutive year. Well, I should say will be our 53rd consecutive year. At some point, we trust that baseball is going to be played. All starting back in the 1968 season, how fortunate we were to have. Of course, it would have been at the tail end of Al's career since he got started in 1955. But still, those final years that he played, it was fun to know that we had a chance to have him broadcast. And when his career ended, it was a culmination of a career that ended with his election into baseball's Hall of Fame in 1980. And we thought the first way to pay tribute this morning was to hear from Mr. Kaline himself in his induction speech at baseball's Hall of Fame, a speech which, as you will hear and you would expect, would be most, in fact, all of it in some way, saying thanks to all those who made his baseball career a reality, a possibility, as he stood before the crowd in Cooperstown, New York, in 1980.
You know, ever since my election last January, I've been tossing around in my mind exactly what it means to be inducted into baseball's Hall of Fame. Of course, there's the obvious answers. Whether or not I truly deserve the honor, my name always will be linked with those of the greatest hitters, pitchers, fielders, managers, coaches baseball has ever enjoyed. That's an almost indescribable thrill and honor. But there's more to it than that. And what it boils down to is the interest, confidence, patience, care, loyalty, love of many persons. People who took time to share their qualities with me to help me reach this greatest of honors which all players dream of. I don't want to bore you with a lot of long lists of acknowledgments of many persons you might not even know. But if you bear with me for a few moments, you'll see that without these people, there would be no way I'd be standing here today. First, my lovely wife, Louise. Unless you're in baseball, it's very difficult to understand and appreciate the role a wife plays for a player. For all the time I was on the road and all the evenings in Detroit when I was playing a game, she was at home playing mom and pop to our two sons. For all the support when I was fighting a slump, and all the encouragement when I was fortunate enough to be in the street. Thanks, Louise. For all the fame and glory one derives from playing baseball, isn't worth a thing without someone to share it with. It must not be easy growing up and going to school while the old man is fighting a batting slump, which might hurt the pennant of the home team. But they were always there with words of encouragement, the pride of my life, my sons, Mark and Mike. When I was a youngster, life was a baseball game. There was nothing more exciting than a good old game of ball. I played a lot of ball games growing up in Baltimore, every day from spring to fall. I never would have had that chance to prepare for a career every boy dreams of without the love and hard work of two people, my mom and dad. The business side of baseball has changed over the years, but I was so fortunate to play my entire career for a man, almost play my entire career for a man whose high moral convictions never have changed. They reflected what baseball truly is all about. As owner of the Detroit Tigers, baseball and I owe you an awful lot. Thank you, Mr. Fetzer. There's another man with the Tigers who too often receives more criticism than the praise he really deserves. The difficult decisions he's made over the years, I was with the Tigers, not only helped the team, but also my career. The president and general manager of the Tigers thanks Jim Campbell. My first manager in the big leagues was Freddie Hutchinson in 1953. Ralph Houk was my last in 1974. There were 12 others in between. I've learned something from all of them, and I respect it all for the patience they showed with me. Managing is not the easiest job in baseball. Managing is the easiest job in baseball to second guess, and the hardest for which to gain respect. Thank you, men. Regardless what anyone tells you, a player is only as good as those other players around him. I can't tell you how lucky I've been to have played with some of the fellows I did. Maybe we didn't win a lot of pennants, but the Tigers were always there. Without naming all of those who helped shape my career, please accept a hearty thanks, guys. A young man gets an opportunity to play professional baseball only if a scout sees something in him that most others ignore. I was very lucky that a scout who showed the most interest in me happened to work for the Tigers along with being a great guy. For signing me and pulling for me all the way, thanks, Mr. Catalinas. For Mr. Catalinas to see me, I needed a chance to play. And sandlot teams are only as good as their coaches. Coaching in the sandlots is a labor of love. The only rewards is the appreciation one gets for seeing a few kids have a good time. So thanks to those fellows who gave me that opportunity and taught me how to make baseball a rewarding career. Often a player is too eager to accept praise and too reluctant to accept criticism voiced daily in newspaper, radio, and TV. But without such public exposure, baseball wouldn't be the game it is today. To the writers who voted me into the Hall of Fame and all the members of the media who display a special feeling towards baseball, thank you very much. Next to my family, the friends I've been fortunate to make in Detroit and around the country are my most valuable possessions. They are too numerous to mention all, but you all know who I mean. For all your kindness, thank you very much. Most of all, I'd like to particularly thank Tiger fans everywhere, but especially those who supported me my entire career in Detroit. We've had our highs and some lows, but through it all, Detroit fans have stuck with the Tigers to prove they are the best in baseball. I was fortunate enough to spend my entire 22 years in a Tiger uniform. I wouldn't have wanted it any other way. Your support helped me to reach whichever accomplishments I was able to achieve. You know, I've been very lucky. In fact, sometimes I feel I've been the luckiest, one of the luckiest people in the world. I played on all-star teams with the greatest players in the game. I was able to finish with over 3,000 hits. I played on the world championship team. But most of all, for 22 years, I was able to make my living playing a game that has been my whole life. Being inducted into baseball's Hall of Fame is accumulation of numerous successes and thrills for which I am indebted to a countless number of people. If there is one accomplishment for which I am particularly proud, it is that I've always served baseball to the best of my ability. Never have I deliberately done anything to discredit the game, the Tigers, or my family. By far, being inducted into the Hall of Fame is the proudest moment in my life. You can be sure that I will make every effort to live up to the obligations associated with this honor. Thank you.
Remembering Mr. Tiger on your morning team show on WSGW, and we thought it appropriate that the first words we have this morning would be the words of Mr. Tiger himself, Al Kaline, his Hall of Fame induction speech from 1980. Roughly 9 minutes you heard Al speak, and it was nothing but thank you, after thank you, after thank you, after thank you.
A lot of gratitude there, yeah.
So we say thank you to you, number six.